We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming today to chapter 24. We'll read verses 1 to 14. Now, Matthew chapter 24 and 25 are called the Olivet Discourse. Jesus gave it on the eve of his arrest from the Mount of Olives, looking upon the city of Jerusalem. It's really some of our most important end times teaching in all the New Testament. And it begins with the disciples as they're walking up the Mount of Olives. They're marveling at the awesomeness of the temple building. And Jesus sees that and he challenges them. He says, "You see all these, do you not? Truly I say to you, there will not be one left here, one stone upon another, that will not be thrown down." And he's going to prophesy in these chapters the fall of Jerusalem in the year AD 70, in which the temple was in fact torn down. You may say, well, where is it now? It is still torn down. It has not been rebuilt since that event when it was torn down. But he comments more generally in our passage on how we are to understand the age of the world that follows the first coming of Christ. Because the disciples came to him in verse 3, says, "Tell us when these things will be. What will be the sign of your coming and the close of the age?" Now, what they're saying is, we want Jerusalem to come into its glory. We want the people of God to be exalted among the nations. We're under the Roman occupation. We need somebody to deal with that. And Jesus did not come to deal with that, not in his first coming anyway. Hebrews says he came to deal with sin. It's in the second coming of Christ that he comes to bring the fullness of salvation. And so he tells us what to expect then in the age that follows his death and resurrection and ascension to heaven. It's the age in which we're living. And the language will show it's really not that surprising. It's now been almost 2,000 years. But this is what's happening. Jesus says that we should. There will be signs. What will be the sign of your coming and the close of the age? Well, one thing, there'll be false Christs. We think of all the cults. America itself has been a factory of cults and cultic leaders and covenant group, and they're all false Christs, false salvation. Jesus says it's actually going to be characteristic of the church age, and they're going to lead many astray. And you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, that is certainly the world in which we're living. If you go, why is there constant tumult in the world? Well, because Christ has not come back to rule. We're still living in a Psalm 2 world where why do the nations rage against the Lord and against his anointed? And they reject the gospel. And therefore, it is inevitably the case, if you and I are seeking by political means some utopian messianic kingdom in this world, we have misunderstood the gospel entirely. That is not the agenda for this age. Nation will rise against nation. Kingdom will rise against kingdom. There'll be famines, war, earthquakes. Jesus says these are but the beginnings of the birth pangs. Now, I have not had a child, but I have been present while children were born. And the birth pangs mean that the real time's about to come. The culmination is coming. And Jesus speaks, and the Bible does teach, I think 2 Thessalonians 2 very clearly speaks that this age of the world will end with an antichrist figure. Paul calls him there the man of perdition. There's going to be the beast of the earth, of the water, from beast of the sea in Revelation 13. That's the political idolatrous antichrist wielding satanic power. There's the false prophet leading to apostasy in the church. This is what Jesus says right here. There will be tribulation. They will deliver you up to death. You will be hated by all nations. For my sake, many will fall away. There'll be false prophets. In the outward church, there'll be a great apostasy. But here's the coup de grace. Verse 13, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. There's the message for our times. We, through many tribulations, must enter the kingdom of God. My friends, in this life, what we are to do is we're to press on in the faith. Oh, we care about our country. I'll pray about our country in a few minutes, and we'll pray together about that. But we're not surprised in this age where the gospel is being rejected. In fact, the gospel is going forth in power despite it all. That's the final statement. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world. Where the gospel's opposed, there can only be tumult and there'll be persecution. But what we know is that in this age of the world, through the sacrificial missionary activity of Christ through his church, the gospel would spread to all the nations. And then when it has done so, our Lord will return. Peter, I'll close with this. Peter says, do you want Jesus to come back? Yes, you want, Christian, you want Jesus to come back. It's our blessed hope. He says, you hasten the day by sharing the gospel. This is the age of the gospel expansion throughout the world, and when it has been finished, he will return. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 24, 1 to 14. Jesus left the temple and was going away when his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. But he answered them, "You see all these, do you not? Truly, I say to you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the close of the age?" And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.